This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The Paralympic Games are underway in Sochi, Russia. Only one of Ukraine's 23 Paralympians participated in Friday's opening ceremonies. He bore the country's flag to enthusiastic applause. The U.S. athletes entered the stadium behind John Lujan, an alpine skier and veteran of the Marine Corps. But the athletes from the U.S. and Great Britain will have to manage without their political delegations. Both countries have kept their officials home in order to register their disapproval of Russia's military activities in Ukraine. Joining me is Craig Spence, the head of communications of the International Paralympic Committee. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you. It's great to be on the show.
You said on Tuesday, and I'm quoting now, we're not here to do politics, but the U.S. has said Russia has troops in Ukraine in violation of various international agreements, and Vladimir Putin has denied that. How can you avoid politics?
Because we are a sporting organization. We don't have a focus on politics. We're here to create the best Paralympic Winter Games in conjunction with the organizing committee, and to do that, we need great venues, and we need great athletes, and we've got both of those in aplenty here.
575 athletes from 45 countries this time around are there primarily, of course, to compete. But I wonder if there's been any indication that politics is on their mind at all.
No, I mean, I've spent quite a lot of time with the athletes this week, having trained most of their lives to be here. This is the pinnacle of their sporting careers. One athlete said to me this week, Craig, I'm really selfish. I don't care what's going on in the outside world at the moment because I've been training for this moment all my life and all I want to do is win gold here. And I think that's a view shared by many athletes. It's a sporting event. We hope we can change people's perceptions of people with an impairment, and that's why we need to proceed with this event.
I understand that accessibility has not been a priority in the past in Russia. Has that been a concern there at all?
I think 10 years ago it was a huge concern here in Russia. I mean, Russia has a poor track record when it came to accessibility. All the venues here that the athletes are using are accessible. I was with a French hockey player today at a press conference called Josh Pauls, and he was saying he thought the venues here were a blueprint which could be rolled out across the world, and Russia's attitudes towards people with an impairment isn't particularly good. And we're hoping that when the people see the performances of the athletes, they will change their attitudes. But we found that the Paralympic Games has a fantastic track record for doing that, and we're confident we can do the same here in Sochi.
In the past, fans of the Paralympic Games have complained that the television coverage hasn't been especially good. Do you see that changing?
Yeah, we've seen that change a lot in recent years. We had record viewing figures in London for the Summer Games, and here in Sochi, we should easily beat the record viewing figures for the Winter Games, which was set 4 years ago in Vancouver. NBC and NBC Sports is showing the games for the first time live in the U.S., with live in Brazil for the first time. People who tune in on NBC will see visually impaired athletes doing the downhill, the same downhill that the women did here in the Olympics at 100 kilometres an hour. I mean, that's effectively skiing blindfolded, and they're guided just by a guide in front of them, telling them to go left, right, and describing the turns. It's an amazing sport.
Craig Spence is the head of communications for the International Paralympic Committee. Craig, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're welcome. Thank you.